Welcome back to the podcast. Tonight, we have the continuation of our Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is episode 28, part 1, and the players were Sharon, Richard, Jameis, and Chris. If you had some trouble listening to part 2 of the last episode, that would be number 27, I've been made aware of it and will upload a fixed version by the end of the week. Depending on your method of listening, you might have to delete the old version and re-download it, as I'll use the same file name for it. For now, we join our Deadlands cast for session 28. All right, so we are back with another session of Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast. And this is session 28. And tonight, I'm just going to go across the chart here. Playing young Jean Lu is...
Hello, I am Richard. I'm playing simple, poor, humble martial artist, Jean Jean Lu.
And go ahead and give us your cards.
And my cards are Get Savage, get one edge for the duration of combat, Flesh Wound, an extra rises immediately, Unshaken, Unharmed, Ace, play instead of making a trait test to get a single automatic raise, Mechanical Malfunction, something explodes or stops working, Perfect Timing, pay to get any card in the adventure deck with a Benny, and play this card at the beginning of combat. One foe you are facing, GM choice, has its size and strength increased by 2 steps. Every player gets to draw a card from the adventure deck. I wonder who I could play that on.
And Luke Villeneuve has played by
Jameis, playing the Clarion Extraordinaire. The cards I have are Revelation. Hero finds all the information available when doing research, realizes critical information when confronting some obstacles such as monster's weakness, answer to a riddle, or cipher, etc. I have Make No Mistake. Play when facing any kind of creature with immunity or invulnerability. One character may ignore those special abilities of the creature for the duration of the combat. Reinforcements, which is favorite card. Play during combat, reinforcements arrive for the bad guys. The exact number and type is up to the GM. Every player may immediately draw an adventure card. And Quick Funeral. Play on any character that has died. The character returns to the game as a herald. Unfortunately, his Manitou has control of him for the first 24 hours after he has risen. Useful cards.
And Sarah Beauchamp, as played by...
Okay, this is Sharon. I'm playing Dr. Sarah Beauchamp, military doctor extraordinaire, and I have... Enemy, play at the beginning of a game session, a villain of the GM's choosing becomes your character's sworn enemy. You may not soak wounds caused directly by him, and you draw an extra adventure card each game session. Windfall, when your hero searches for an area for treasure, loots, a fallen character, foe, or anything else like that, you find everything that can be found in that location. If rolling on a random chart, you get the best possible result. Spurred on, the character's travel distance is doubled for a day, or one character gains double pace for one round. Deadly Blow, play after damage is rolled to double that total for a successful melee attack. And Spill the Beans, the subject of your questioning tells you everything you want to know, whether by friendly persuasion, intimidation, or force.
Nice. And playing Eddie Guff, the werewolf, is
Chris. And I'm playing Eddie Guff, the werewolf. He's a veteran gunslinger. And I have Rally, Better You Than Me, Not Today, and Turncoat. But I don't know what they really do.
That's all right. Okay. And just a little message before we start into the recap. For those of you who are fans of our Preacher Man, unfortunately, Nick will likely not be joining us again as he has had a change in his work, bringing him to a new fun location that is unfortunately time zone inappropriate for our game. So we're going to assume the Preacher Man has gone back to perdition to rein in his, his little sidekick who has become the little Napoleon of the city since people have been gone. All right. So recap. If everyone wants to give me a little bit, it's good for Chip.
We look at Sarah. Give us a recap. What happened?
Sarah laid in bed the entire time, feeling not so good.
Yeah. I found out why you weren't feeling so good, because I went with a caretaker to the town to see what was there, and he was getting green fuzzy meat, which had been laying around for about 5 years. Which was fun. So, where do we start?
Well, we started with the day. It's been like 2 days in between last.
Yeah, not
during last adventure. We started the day with going and capturing another party of bad guys that had come to the place. They rotate apparently once a day. And we captured most of them, and we killed the giants, the ogres. And then we broke the adventure by making all the Chinese men we'd captured help dig us the tunnel into underneath the basement. Whoops. We weren't supposed to do that, but we did it anyway. And the next day, we instead of having another party come around, just one person came along to investigate what had been happening. And he stuck around for a while, and then I went out to meet him, not exactly intentionally, and convinced him I was a crazy man, which is amazing acting on my part. And so it's likely we'll be left alone for a while, or we'll have a huge army come down on us, one or the other.
Well, those were our two options beforehand as well, so it's not like we got any worse. There was a... We went to... Caretaker and I went back to the town and found the store where he was keeping all his food, etc., and various other bits and pieces. There was a cellar in the general store, and while we were going there, he told us about things which came in the middle of the night and dragged people's bodies away, which we have not seen yet, but could be horrifying for us. I can see that. When we got back, we had the people finish digging the tunnel away. Oh, yes, I brought the cross back, yes, so everybody could see that.
No, we haven't had bad dreams since we've had the cross around.
I hadn't made that connection. I thought it was
that
just...
That was the obvious connection!
I thought it was just, hey... The first night you are beset by bad stuff. The next night you are not, because we've only been there two nights. So that's all.
Really?
That's what I
thought. It was obvious that it was the cross that was causing it.
Maybe it is. I don't know. That is not the connection that I made.
Wow.
Caretaker doesn't sleep. We found that out. Caretaker does use the bathroom. and we finally broke through to I'm really not doing good with this today.
A cavern under the ground.
No, I was thinking there is a tunnel under the ground which bravely Luke and Eddie went to investigate, and they found exciting things.
And caretaker.
While I stayed up top and guarded the Chinese people we had converted to our cause and the one guy we had not converted to our cause who was a supervisor previously.
Well, we did convert him to our consciousness.
And, he said, suddenly remembering something very important, we found 3 spells which any of us can cast, which are elemental protection, sicken a person, and cause a person to do what you want. So, yeah, anybody can cast those. And then there was something down in the cellar. Standing in the cellar.
Yep. We followed the tunnels down. You want to jump in here, Chris, with anything before I finish off?
We went down into the tunnels and we followed the caretaker and came across some... I want to call them slugs. In a cavern where the glyph is that we need to bleed upon, and it doesn't really look too good for us. The slugs seem to be caretaker's parents that have turned into slugs. I guess that.
And this is an underground part of the sea. Well, this is next to the sea. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, I did not go back and listen to the last recording. I had forgotten that he had said... I think I had everyone already make their fear rolls when they first came out.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of dialogue after that, and I think everyone was all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me get that map back on the screen here. Okay, and Eddie and Luke were the ones down in here when this happened.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll pick up right from there, just as Caretaker has got this very far away expression on his face for a moment, and then he looks right at you guys, and when he utters the words, they say, "You's gotta die!" We'll pick up from there. All right. Essentially, I'm going to give you one action to respond to this before things get hairy. what do you do?
We're not the bad ones. Yeah. Go on the...
You're addressing Caretaker?
Yes. Oop. Yes, I'll address him.
Got a little choppy there for a second. All right. So that's your action. You're going to tell him that you're not the bad people here. Okay, Luke, what are you doing?
Well, it's the same thing. Hey, we're on your side here. Look, we brought your son back to you.
All right. Now you're addressing the creatures, though.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Eddie? Go ahead, and you're going to need to make me a roll here. Let's see if you've got any kind of persuasion skill. I don't believe so. You can intimidate.
What's this persuasion you speak of?
Yeah, you have no persuasion,
persuasion
skill.
No persuasion.
So you'll be rolling this unskilled. Since Caretaker has been with you a few days, you haven't really treated him bad, but you actually haven't done much to befriend him either. So unfortunately, that's going to be a straight neutral there. I'll go ahead and roll your dice for you, if that's all right.
Sure.
And I'll let you know, it's the unskilled roll, comes up a 1. It's up to you whether or not you want to chip that.
Yeah, I'll chip it.
All right, you have 3 white chips, by the way. Okay. All right, by chipping it, your new roll is a 3. Still fails.
No.
you need not throw any more chips at it if you don't want to, but you're welcome to if you do. Just let me know if that's going to stand or not stand.
Let it stand.
Let it stand. All right. He seems unconvinced. Luke, you're addressing the very odd gelatinous creatures.
I don't even know if they speak English.
Right. And you said that you brought them back their son, is what you're saying, right?
Yep.
Okay. You have, in fact. You're taking credit for it. I'll give you a +2 to that. And try and persuade him.
What would acing this roll get us? Useful to ace this roll?
Acing this roll will downgrade the situation so that they're not just going to attack you. And then that will allow you further talking. They're still going to be uneasy about things, but you're basically going to go from being hostile to neutral.
Does someone want to give me that ace the roll card?
Yep. If you just succeed in it, it'll buy you some more time, but they'll continue to be hostile.
Yeah.
Sure, I can give you that. I've got that one, so I will trade it to you.
Okay. You can have that. Oop. You can have that once I put it on your character. Blink.
Yay, reinforcements.
Of course I had to give that to Richard.
All right, so you're going to play ace this roll. Play instead of rolling to make a trait test with a single automatic raise. All right, no problem.
I have no persuasion.
Okay, they back off a bit, and they seem to be communicating in some way between each other. It seems that they basically get very close. They touch with little extended pseudopods that kind of branch out from the main mass. It seems like they've all stopped for a moment and are all communicating. Caretaker is kind of sitting almost in the middle of them. They've got kind of a half arc around him. He seems to also be communicating with them in some way.
Now, the glyph was on the other side of the lake, wasn't it?
All right. If you're looking at the, if you're on the map right now. Sorry. I need to, there we go. Come on. Where's my movement? There we go. Yeah, it's on this rock back here. Where's my... Fantasy Grounds 2. It's not being compliant today. There's my little pointer. Okay. It's back here.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Out in the water. Yeah. All right. Well, they seem to be... in some way that you're able to gauge, they seem to be a little less threatening, although still unsure of the situation. I'm going to pause there for just a second and... Young, what are you doing upstairs?
I was with the people who were our workers.
So you're down in the basement with the workers?
Okay. I think we moved them up out of there.
All right.
Yeah, just to try and show them that, hey, we're honoring our promise and we'll let you go when we're done. So yeah, we're sitting up in the kitchen. I believe there was a bottle of wine being passed around as well.
Yes. Oh, and you had knocked out their overseer, their leader, who they didn't much like.
Yes.
Seemed to be the problem causer. Yes. All right.
What was the name of the guy that's basically speaking for them at the moment?
He did not have a name. We merely called him... Okay. We merely called him the guy we were speaking with, or mediator. Yeah. That could be his name.
All right, Sharon, you wake up in the bedroom upstairs. Give me a notice roll.
Okay.
Okay. Your bedroom has a great scenic view. Out into the lovely landscape beyond the outside of the mansion, rolling hills, nice trees, gang of Chinamen and ogre coming up over the hill. You've been asleep. You've been asleep for part of most of a day. You'll realize that when you roll over and look at a timepiece.
Okay. Wait. How close is the ogre?
They're a ways away.
Okay. All right. Then I'm not going to do anything yet. I'm just going to keep an eye on the gang of Chinamen and the ogre and see if they come like into town or if they keep going.
Looks to be about maybe 15 men. One Chinese ogre between them. You notice with that roll as well that four of the men seem to have large packs on their back. You can't quite at this distance make out what's in the packs, but they seem to be burdened down with something.
Okay, I'm just gonna make sure I get my... I'm gonna get my shotgun ready. I'm assuming they're pretty far away, but
Yeah. You're catching them coming over the horizon there. Just, the area of beyond the mansion goes out pretty flat for a while, some small rounded hills. So you're seeing them a few miles off.
Oh, okay. Do they look like they're, weaponed up or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. I'm just going to make sure that I have my shotgun handy and ready, and the first one that comes way too close is going to get popped.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're just going to set up shop in the window there?
Yep.
All right, good enough.
Get a nice cushion, make myself comfortable, all that.
Lots of shotgun shell reloads next to you there.
Yep. Nice tall, cool glass of lemonade, and just wait.
Okay. We'll go back to the cave then. All right, they seem to... Well, while they're discussing, are you doing anything?
Yeah, well, so I assume we will be looking around, first of all, just to make sure there's no one else attacking us. I was trying to remember what I was going to say. Yeah, we are quite happy to get off this island if you want. We just came here for a little bit. But there are people on this island who do want to be around a bit longer, and they're going to be more of a problem for you than anything we try.
Okay. Caretaker steps forward, and he's got kind of a glazed, faraway expression on his face. And when he speaks, his voice is different. It's lower. It's a bit gravelly. And he speaks with none of the kind of childish hesitation that you've come used to his speaking before. And he says, yes, we are aware. Those that cut through the rock. It's our way out.
Yep.
We await their approach.
Your way out to where?
To be free. We've been trapped here.
We opened up the way down from the house. You know the house where the Wakeleys live?
Oh, okay. Some of them start filing off in that direction.
Are you the guardians for this cave?
He has a kind of a look on his face for a moment. His eyes kind of almost roll back in his head. And they say, we're trapped here. Our family shrine is in these caves.
Right. Well, we're trying to...
protectors of the shrine.
Okay. We're trying to stop the rock cutters from doing worse things to the rest of this world than just what they're doing to your island. For that, I need to go over to the glyph over there. Do you mind?
Keeper.
I'm pointing to the glyph. I'm putting right. towards the
door. Keeper.
I'm doing hand motions, but you can't see.
Keeper just nods his head.
Okay. Once we've done that, I'm more than happy to get out of your island. if they don't seem to be that worried about it, I will, take off most of my clothes so I don't get them soaked, and then go over there.
All right. They'll follow you out a little bit to the water, but they don't enter it.
Think. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the glyph looks much like the other ones you've seen before.
All right. Okay, this apparently is one of us, Eddie, so if you want to stick around in case something happens, stick around on shore in case something happens, yeah.
I'll
just keep an eye out.
I'll be right here guarding your clothing, and my rifle is ready, but I'm not, holding it up.
None of us like the wet dog smell.
Yeah. Nothing threatening at all.
Yeah. All right. You wade out. The water gets up to about hip deep, but no more. The water down here is strangely warm. You would expect it to be cooler.
Well, it depends what they've been doing in the water.
There is that.
So, yeah, my intention is to go to the glyph and do the cutting and put the blood in it. So that happens until you tell me something else happens.
Okay, give me a notice roll.
Oh, dear. What's this notice you're talking about?
Okay.
I noticed something.
As you're walking through the pool, as again I said, it's hip deep, but there does seem to be a current. It's not very strong, but there does seem to be a current, a flow to the water. If you... watch for a moment. If you stand still in the water, you do see ripples coming out from the back wall, proceeding towards the shore, being reflected back. Also, you feel a rumbling in the ground beneath you. It hasn't gotten any worse since you're approaching it. You're just noticing that you feel this rumbling beneath your feet.
Can't think of any reason why I would have knowledge of volcanoes and stuff beyond the average person has heard about them. So. I'm sure nothing bad will happen.
No, of course not.
I'm
overconfident.
The rumbling is actually it's fairly irregular.
Right. So it's not a machine. I was just saying, you think it was a rock cutting machine.
And with your notice roll and you spent some time working on it, might very well be a machine.
Okay.
It might very well.
There's going to be an entrance to this sometime soon, over that way.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you make it out to the glyph just fine.
Yep. Cut the hand. Detonate the glyph.
All right. You do so. The glyph seems to absorb the blood, and for a moment it seems to glisten in the light.
Right.
And as you put your palm onto the rock of the wall that surrounds the glyph there, you definitely feel the vibrations in the rock wall as well.
Yep. Okay, let's try the old Indian trick of ear against the wall to try and detect how close these things are.
Okay, fair enough. Give me another notice roll there. You could take plus two.
No, yeah,
that'll give you a success with a plus two.
Yeah.
Not a bit off. What you're hearing is basically echoing. There's apparently a fairly elaborate cave structure here. Lots of fracturing through the mountainside. So what you're hearing is you're pretty sure is the sound of excavation. Not right on you yet, but coming this way.
Right. I call this out to Eddie, and there seems to be an excavation, some sort of excavation coming. The rock cutters are coming this way. Not this minute, but they'll be here soon.
All right. Hurry up. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I'd rather they not get to the glyph. But I don't know quite what if we can do anything about it right this minute. I'll start moving back for lack of anything else to do right in a second.
Good enough. Meanwhile, upstairs, let's see.
Surprise!
actually, you said you're drinking with the guys.
I gave them my bottle of wine. I had a celebratory glass with them.
Oh, and then you went back down. Okay.
Up in the kitchen with them. So.
Oh, you're in the kitchen with them. Okay, well, you don't notice anything then.
Yeah. Why would I notice giant slugs coming up through a hole in the ground where, you know, that kind of thing happened to me before and caused me to have horrible fears of the underground? Yeah, why would I care about that?
Exactly. by the time you come back to the shoreline here, Luke, the two blobs that went up down the tunnel have returned, and they seem to be speaking to one another again.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've done what I needed to do. I'm more than happy to get out of your way now. If you want to come back with us to the house, that's we can go there. But the rock cutters are close, and they should be here pretty soon. Now, they will be quite happy to wreck your shrine. He says, casting, making them enemy.
Right. Okay. Yeah, they seem to be in conference, and the keeper is kind of in the middle of them. He seems to be very involved in the communication that's going on, so he has not said anything. All right, what do you do?
I'm just having a think. As much as I want to get the hell out of here, you know, I don't want to have surprises suddenly pop up. So I'm just going to wait here for a bit and see if they come to any decision. I'm going to wait here a little bit longer.
Okay. In which case, after a bit, they kind of lose interest in you. And Keeper will come by, and he seems more himself now.
Right. Are you right there, man? Right there, buddy?
Yeah, I got my family back.
Yeah. Excellent. Everyone should have a family.
Boy, they sure got a mat on for those yellow guys.
Yeah, they're going to probably be here quite soon. Casting an eye over towards the rock face.
Seems like it's their fault that they're stuck down here.
Quite true. I can believe that.
How did they get stuck down here?
Well, apparently, then their explosions and machines they're using to cut up the rock, it caused a cave-in, and they weren't able to get back into the house. There's no other way out of here.
No, there will be soon.
Yeah.
Seems that the family came back here and prayed for the strength and the power to fend off these men. And, they were rewarded, but they weren't able to bring their newfound might to any kind of baron being stuck down here. Boy, they've got an awful, awful anger going on for those guys.
Yeah. They do know that rumbling over there is the rock cutters coming into this part of the cave, right?
Oh, they know.
They do realize that. Yeah. Should we be here when that happens?
Oh, well, it's up to you. I'm pretty sure I know what the family's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think we leave them to it. We can probably do something from the outside.
They're debating now as to whether or not they want to leave now or wait for the other men to come down. They're undecided. They haven't seen sunlight and fresh air in so long. Of course, in their new forms and all, they're not exactly sure how it's going to react to it. But some of them have fond memories of the garden.
Very good point. Well, they're not here yet. I don't know how long it's going to take them, but how about we go back and let the others know what's going on down here? Because I don't want the individual people to be killed. And I don't know what's happened up there. I'm like, don't we need to do down here, at the very least?
He gets a horrific, you know, just a horrified look on his face real quick. He says, oh, you best not let him see that yellow friend of yours.
Yeah, another good point.
Yep, very good point.
Have they been coming? Well, so they haven't been the ones that have been coming out at night, then.
He said they'd just stuck down. Then?
Yeah, what the hell are those things that come out at night, then?
Meanwhile, upstairs, Sharon, they've gotten close enough now that you can make out the four kind of overly burdened men. They look like they've got large kegs strapped to the back with some kind of cord coming out of the top.
That's a quickly bit. Yeah, we'll start back up.
Okay. Just large things with kegs with cord coming out of the back?
Yep.
Okay. About how far away are they?
Well, you want to make me another notice roll?
Sure.
All right. They've gotten somewhat closer now. You figure they're about maybe a little bit less than 2 miles off. Catch the sun just hits one of those barrels just right, and you can see the faded colored etching on one of the kegs. It's the sign for explosive.
Oh boy. Are they heading towards the house?
They are heading right towards the house.
Right towards the house. Okay. Uh-huh. And the hole everyone went down into, about how far away is that?
Well, it's inside the house. It's downstairs.
Okay. Alright, so I want to go and, I'm going to go and try to give them a warning.
Alright, well, when you come out of your bedroom, you hear the sound of a large group of drunken men, and you come upon the kitchen scene where there's a lot of Chinese men. They've gone through a bottle of wine. They seem to be dirty, disheveled.
Can I sneak back up to my room without them noticing me?
Now, everything you guys did happened last session, so Sarah doesn't know that you got the guys.
No, that's true, but she might seem, well, I suppose I look exactly the same to her, don't I? So, yeah.
Well, you're not with them, right? You said you drink a cup and then...
No,
you
are. I'm in the kitchen with them. I'm just not drinking.
Yeah, then you do see Young there as well. He seems to be, you know, camaraderie with them, but he's not drinking with them.
Okay, that's
no one saw this, too.
Okay.
Young, if you want to roll, you can see if you notice her kind of blunder into the kitchen if you wish. Otherwise, you can just choose to or not.
I am distracted by looking at talking to other people. So
there you go. Yes. To see what,
so. Okay. Well, I'm going to try to get relatively close to Young and tell him that we're going to have company.
All right. You will have to enter the room to talk to Young.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Huh.
You are feeling better.
Yes, yes.
That is good.
Yes, we have company. They're a little ways off, but they're heading this way.
Coming from overland?
Yeah, they have. Yes, and they have explosives.
That is not good. Well... Luke tried to scare them away last time, but it appears it did not work. I am sorry, my friends. It appears you will have to go and wait down in the cellar again for your own safety. We will have to deal with the people coming to the house again.
Here, give me just a second. You're speaking to the guy that's basically taken over as their foreman.
Yes.
Let me see here. You've gotten some. Uh... All right. Well, actually, he's not drunk so much that he's inebriated, although many of the men have. He says, well, he's speaking in Chinese, but he tells you, well, we could go out and greet them and tell them that we ran you all off, if you think that might help.
How much of Luke's conversation with the guy did he tell us?
With which guy? Sorry. Luke, how much did you tell them about... Yeah.
About your conversation with the...
to be a crazy man.
With the Fu Man last time.
Yeah. I think I gave them the basics.
Well,
I can't remember entirely.
If I remember correctly, Luke told him that he had killed everyone.
Yeah.
Possibly. So you suddenly appearing will cast doubt on Luke's story.
Oh, very smart.
So, we do not have any arms with which to arm you, so you can go down into the cellars and pretend that you were kept down there, and possibly that you tried to dig your way out to make your way back. Should we lose our fight? That might be a way.
There's some conversation between the men, and their self-appointed leader basically says, well, we'd rather that we left from the other side of the house and went down into the town and took our chances.
So you wish to leave now?
All of them are kind of nodding their heads, saying, yes, if they're going to blow up the house, we don't want to be trapped in the cellar.
Yes.
So? Remember, most of these men are miners. This is like a common fear of most miners, is being trapped underground.
I can well understand your fear. I myself suffer the same. Sarah, do you... These are Kang's men. Or they were Kang's men. We had them helping us for the past few days and have promised them to take them away when we leave here.
Well, we can take them away, but they may need to fight for their freedom very soon. Although, are any of them good shots?
Okay, unless anyone has a card that will allow you to pull in your own reinforcements, they don't, and this is coming out in the chatter between them that you're hearing, they don't want to have to engage people that used to be their friends.
I did not expect them to.
No, I did not. Okay. All right.
We do not have the armaments either to arm them.
No, but perhaps we can scare them away. Does the ogre have one of those barrels strapped to his back as well?
No. It's just four men. Seem to be that's the only thing they're carrying are these. I guess you'd call them pony kegs, the half kegs. So apparently explosives.
Right, and just the men carrying them, and the ogre's not carrying that at all.
Ogre's got a big old club.
Okay. All right. Perhaps if I can detonate those explosives on the back of one near the ogre, it could scare them all away.
Do you, either of you have any experience in explosives? In your
I was a slave mining in the thing, okay, so I might have a miner. Yeah.
I got shelled, and that's about it.
Yeah, Young, give me just a smarts roll. Just general knowledge roll for you there.
Nah, I wasn't trusted with looking at the explosives. Sure. Yes. I look at the shotgun. The shotgun is a... No, Eddie must have left his rifle up here as well.
Well, I don't know. Did Eddie take it down into the deep dark cave with him?
Yeah, he did, because he said he had it.
Right, okay. Yeah. So
they would have to get very close for us.
Well, it doesn't... I have a shotgun and a rifle, so...
You have a rifle as well. Ah, I had not seen you use that. Oh, and I remember that I have a rifle as well. Well, there we go. I only use it on sea creatures and kill them in one shot. I had forgotten it was useful to land people as well.
Well, that's true, actually.
You are only going to get one shot at this.
Literally. Yes, that's just, that is true.
I also expect that when the explosion goes off, that the other camp will be made aware that the explosion has gone off. Although, if they were coming here to blow up the house, they would be expecting an explosion anyway. Hmm.
So we wait till the one in the lead comes close enough, just in range, shoot the barrel, hope it goes off.
If you think you are that good a shot.
I do not necessarily think I'm that good a shot. I think I could make that shot, but I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I'm that good a shot.
It appears this will be the test to see if you are that good a shot.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to go up to the window and try and get a shot at one of the kegs with your rifle?
Yeah, preferably the one that is closest and, if possible, in front of the ogre.
The ogre's kind of in front of everyone else, but they're all kind of close together.
I was going to say, whichever one you hit, it's going to explode all of them.
Yeah, okay. And the question is, what's the range right now?
Like I said, they're like more. They were, moments ago when you were upstairs, more than a mile off. You know, your range on a rifle, extreme range is 96.
Yeah.
So,
I'm basically going to have to sit there and wait, but I'll take that time to really aim in.
Yeah, you can tell me at what range you want to start firing. If you want to start firing at your long or medium range, just let me know, and that's where we'll start. That's essentially where we'll start the combat, is at that range.
Okay, and what's the penalty for long range?
-4.
You can aim for several rounds. What's the maximum? +2?
Yeah, it's just a single +2 for aiming.
Yep.
Yeah, it's +2 for aiming, but I also have
If you have marksman, then
I do have marksman.
Then that is the +2 for aiming. You don't need to aim to get the +2. You won't get an additional +2 by aiming on top of your marksman.
No, but would that make it a straight neutral or just a plain -2?
It makes it a +2 with the thing. So it's -4, +2.
Yep.
-4 for the long range, yeah.
Yeah, that particular skill does not stack with aiming. It just means that you don't have to take a round aim. You just get the aiming.
Okay.
That's what that does for you.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to start at about 80.
So your medium range then.
Yeah, I'm going to start right when they hit medium range.
All right. So you're going to run upstairs and set up for that. They're not moving all that quickly. So it'll be a bit before they're in that kind of range. Meanwhile, downstairs, what are you guys doing?
I'll just say, because there was the cleared, I'll give you my idea now, but you can't do it because it's already declared. Someone stealthy could have taken a rifle and hit it off towards them and shot from when they were closer to the people.
I had several other plans for it, so it matters not.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're heading up. We're heading back.
Okay, you guys are both heading back then? Two of the creatures are going to follow you.
Okay.
Two of them decided that they want to see the outside.
Is Caretaker with us?
He can be. He doesn't seem like he's... if you ask him to, he'll go up with you.
Well, if he can also help translate for these creatures, that'll probably be good, too.
Okay, sure. He's willing to.
Yeah. All right. Cool. And yeah, we'll have Caretaker with us. Just because it'll be easier than... Because I don't speak their language.
Okay, well, so you guys will come up at the bottom of the cellar then. Currently, it's empty. Although upstairs, you can hear lots of chatter going on in Chinese. Young, were you going to allow them to leave the house?
Yes. Go to the town out of the back. Mm-hmm. Do not make yourself shown. There is a tavern. I think there was some alcohol there. If you wish to go there and enjoy yourselves, you have earned it.
Oh, Well-aged wine.
All right. Well, any food that's left on the table, they'll take if you're okay with that, just in case they can't find any food down in the town, and then they'll take off. Now, you do still have the one guy that's unconscious upstairs that you keep occasionally going into his room and hitting him in the face again to keep him that way.
He all thinks all right. about taking him with him everywhere in case he has bad days. I need to let out my frustration to him.
Yeah. Inventory of one unconscious Chinese man. Okay, so you hear the conversation upstairs kind of break up, and you hear some doors opening and closing. There's lots of noise going on upstairs. It sounds like a group of men tromping around. Okay, so what do you two do?
As we get into the cellar area, we'll just sort of, just wait here a moment, will you? Any of you could just sort of stall for a bit. I'll just need to go upstairs and make sure there's...
Where did you guys put the cross?
I think we left it upstairs.
Yeah, it's upstairs. Yeah.
Okay. Upstairs somewhere, yeah.
All right.
We headed upstairs because we were sleeping.
That caretaker will tell them to wake then. They seem to be anxious, but they'll listen.
No, we'll just make sure everything's clear out of the way. Then go upstairs and say, hi, how's it happening? Right. Young, you need to leave soon, please.
Yeah, you catch up with Young and the men just as they're departing. There a few of them are still there getting food together and whatnot, but yeah, most of them have already left.
We cannot go in if we have people coming again. Your ruse was not as expensive.
We've got the wait list right behind us, and they really don't like Chinese.
Explain to them that I am...
Yeah, there's some other aspects of it that you really don't want to see them right now. They've become one with the...
Well, this could be over in a single shot. We will find out.
Perhaps you should perhaps at least the second floor?
I'm going to be on the ground floor. Because that is where I will be needed if the plan does not work. I will stay away from wherever these Whiteleys wish to go.
These things do not look good. They've been somewhat transformed, and I don't know exactly what they're capable of.
Not a descendant of the dragon, but a descendant of another spiritual animal?
Possibly. I don't know. Is a slug an animal?
I would like to be able to discuss this with them at some point.
They would probably kill you first.
They don't
know you as we know you. They just want to. They were down here because of the Chinese, so they don't really like the Chinese, and they're just probably going to kill anyone they see as Chinese first off.
Okay. Well, then you could explain to them that I am. Well, it does not matter. Look, there's explosives coming out the window.
Oh, explosives.
Yes.
You want to take a look, Luke?
Yep.
All right.
We'll have a quick look at the situation first, yep.
Yep. They're close enough now that you don't have to make a notice roll. But go ahead, give me a craft roll. Actually, no, just make me a smarts roll. Give me a smarts roll for you.
I do have explosives.
No, that's fine. You can make that roll.
Here we go. Woo!
Oh, perfect.
I know everything.
Do you guys explain what you're setting up for? That Sarah.
Yes.
I told him that he was going to make a shot. So.
Okay. Yeah, you're figuring the barrels are probably powder, black powder, or gunpowder.
Right.
A shot's not going to make it explode.
Yeah, that's not going to set it off. That's the black, what we call black powder. Flaming arrow will, but it'll probably take a burn. You're not going to get through the barrel with a flaming arrow. What you need is another explosive to set off that explosive. Correct me if I'm wrong in any of this, Bert, because I don't actually personally have a lot of explosives knowledge. I know everything about it.
Yeah, it's fire that will set it off. Shooting it with a bullet, unless you get really lucky and the bullet's really hot when it enters, which I would say if you aced it, You know, and you got a raise. Yeah, maybe. I would at that point say maybe the bullet was hot enough to ignite it. But black powder has, you have to burn it. So those fuses are probably, you know, they're soaked in something to make it quickly flame, and it goes down into a coil in the barrel. So
still
generally,
gonna have, still gonna have a timer on it though. Still gonna be effectively a timer. Mm-hmm,
yeah. But a shot is not gonna make black powder explode.
So I should target the ogre, not necessarily the black powder.
Well, you're not privy to the conversation just yet. So
I thought she had to. I thought
she's upstairs.
Yeah, and I thought you had to go upstairs to get a view over what's going on there. No?
No, you can look through the back door window, and it's fine. She just saw them first from being up at higher elevation.
Well, Sarah is upstairs. Go ahead and talk to her. You will get a better view from up there.
Right.
Eddie, you're up there, too.
Yeah, just following them. So if Sarah's going to try and take a pock shot, I'll try and take one as well. If I can.
What we need is fire.
Fire.
Molotov cocktail. Or, hey, would one of the kitchen grenades work?
I do not believe you could throw it far enough to escape the explosion. There are several barrels there.
Yeah, once again, you don't think so. The grenade's not going to produce heat.
That would have been more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I did describe it as the cord was already ran into the barrel. If you can somehow ignite that cord from a distance.
I was thinking of that. If I could get a flaming arrow and shoot the cord.
I am remembering that we have something which can make somebody do whatever we want. I wonder if we could have them set the fuse on fire.
Aha, playing with dark magic.
Yes.
I don't actually have a bow and arrow on me, so I can't exactly throw a flaming arrow at them anyway.
I do not know the range that would go over, and I do not believe it was written into the thing.
Yeah.
Actually, it's written in such a way that you do know its constraints. So
I don't believe that Eddie actually told us any of those constraints.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
He just told us, hey, here's basically outline of what they do. So,
Well, if you're mentioning it, it can come to Eddie's mind.
Well, I mean, Eddie's gone upstairs to ready for a shot. So we should tell them that these shots will not work. And then we can ask him.
Yeah. At least not for the barrels. We don't have any bows and arrows around here, do we?
I did have a bow and arrow, but I have left it.
Can I chip it to get a bow and arrow?
No, not really.
Okay. I was asking, just asking, you know. But too convenient.
You know, if it was something that, like, it was more common in the town, sure, but I don't see, because there's no native Indians on this island.
Right.
Well, we upstairs, we tell them that, hey, shots won't work.
We can jury-rig a Molotov cocktail from wine bottles anyway.
And as I said, I do not think you can throw it far enough to escape the resulting explosion. Even you, great, amazing throwing arm. If you wish to risk it, you are certainly welcome to walk out there and then throw the fire at them, but not near the house where everybody else will get caught in the explosion as well.
What do you mean shots won't work?
You need something hot to ignite the black powder and bullet wink at it.
Ah, but there's four of them and an ogre, so if we shoot all of them, it doesn't matter if we ignite the powder.
There's still another 12 people there, isn't there?
Looks like there's 15 guys and one ogre.
Crud.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, and I elaborate on my idea of the puppet power as well to get somebody to set light to their own barrel. Would that work, Eddie? You are the one who has read the text. I do not know the limitations on it.
Sure, give it a shot.
Yeah, you know it'll work. The problem is range. It does have to be fairly close for you to be able to command the person.
Well, how close is close?
Range is based on your... Let's see, so it's... Whatever your die type is, that's basically... is how many range increment. So, like, if your die type's a 6, it's 6 inches.
Which die?
For smarts.
Right.
I've got a
D8
smarts.
So, okay. The stronger your mental capacity, the better you are at controlling people at a distance.
Actually, this is apparently the generic all powers work this way. The maximum distance a target of the power can be from the user when the power is first activated is a range of smarts. So it would be 10 inches for a character with smarts of D10, unless the power gives you ranges, which Puppet doesn't. So it's a range of smarts.
Oh, there we go. I think that is still probably too close for any.
That would be 20 yards, I guess. Each inch is 2 yards.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm probably have the best smarts in the party right now.
Yes, you are certainly the smartest among us. I tried healing Luke, I say, pointing at some of the patchworks I have on him while you were unconscious. It worked okay, but I would prefer to leave it to you.
Yeah. I had to step in to do some healing.
Well.
I'm thinking slingshot.
Of what?
Bottle of fire, basically.
Well, they are coming ever closer, and...
Yeah, but we want them to be some distance away when we...
Right, no, when I say they are coming ever closer, these discussions, we must decide quickly. Yes.
Slingshots or anything. I think if I can't throw it that far, the slingshot can get it further.
Can you make one with what is here? Can the Whiteleys help us at all? Do they have...
We don't know how they're going to react with the sun, since they've been in the dark for so long.
Ah. Yes.
Yeah. Seems it'll scare them for a little bit.
Yeah.
Assuming that the Whiteleys don't immediately dissolve into goo or something in the sun.
Even so, I think that would scare me if I was to see it.
Could I rig up a slingshot?
Sure. You won't even need a crafts roll for that. Not a problem.
Yeah. Ooh, I got a MacGyver anyway, so
yeah,
I can craft things easily. Well, slingshot, burning rag or something, and fling.
Okay. So I'd give that a range of, say, you know, since it's kind of an impromptu item, it would be double or triple your strength, or because your throw is usually,
Okay, who's strong? Itty! Itty, you use a slingshot.
I got a D8 strength, so I can give it a shot.
I got a D4.
How
accurate? Yeah, it might be a little better than that.
How accurate?
Well, how strong is it?
Presumably this actually comes under shooting, so
yeah. It would, yeah, it would.
All right, yeah, there we go, yeah. Okay. I can prepare the Molotov cocktail if you want to sling it.
So it'll be a shooting roll, but the range is going to be dictated by your strength. It'll be a multiple of your strength. I think 3 is fair.
Okay. Then
is that extreme range, or, I mean, has it got multiple ranges? Like, hey, this is long range, medium, short, like every other weapon.
That's a good question. Let me look up real quick to see if slingshot actually appears in the list of weapons.
I mean, I could see it being, hey, 1 times your strength is short range,
short,
2 times
medium,
is
and
medium
long,
and long.
Yeah. Let's just do that as a quick rule.
Well, then hold the slingshot for a little bit because all the guns have a long range.
Yeah, you can start shooting, and then as you get closer, use your slingshot.
Well, I think they would spread out when we shoot.
Yeah.
So you want them to get closer?
We want them to be...
Very, very close, then?
Well, within however far Eddie determines his range is, however comfortable Eddie is with shooting this.
It is an unfamiliar device, and do not know whether it will break on the first attempt.
So you're thinking about 20?
Yeah, something like that, I guess.
So it's about 40 yards, would seem.
Yeah, we really shouldn't shoot at them first. I'll throw the cocktail out, try and let the fuse, and then they're going to start running and panicking. Then we can pop, shoot them down. Like the swine they are.
Okay. You are a good gunslinger, so you should be good with shooting things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shooting, not throwing.
Yeah, you'll be shooting. You'll be shooting this.
Okay.
Yes, this is...
What could possibly go wrong?
Perhaps you could go down and tell the waitlist what we are doing, then. So that they do not get in the way and accidentally get shot or something. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Okay, I'll do that. Now that I've set up the slingshot. I'll go down and have a chat with the waitlies and fill them in. At least fill in caretaker and he can...
Yep. So, what are you telling them? That some China guys are coming? And...
some Chinese men are coming and they've brought explosives and we're going to try and deal with them away from the house. And so there might be some kabooms. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, one of the Chinese men is on our side. He's with our party, so please don't kill him.
Okay, well, he tries to communicate this. The caretaker says, I like Young well enough. I honestly do. I hate to say it, but I don't think my family's going to be able to really differentiate.
We're trying to keep him. He's trying to stay out of the way.
Maybe if he covers up so it's not quite so obvious.
He does look very different to the rest of them. He does not dress like the rest of them. I don't think he does. Do you, Young? You don't dress like this, do you? You're dressed completely differently to them.
Presuming they're all dressed like poor miners. No, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about the ones that are outside that are coming up? Being dressed differently than them.
I don't know. I don't think it matters.
Okay.
Anyway, we've told John, just try and stay out of the way, out of your way. So, yes. That's the situation. We're going to try and protect the house. Expect some boomages.
Mm-hmm. Loud noises, booms, and bangs.
All the above, right?
Mm-hmm. Because if they try and do something, I can't exactly stop them. Chinamen invade our house. Kill them!
Kill them all!
Well, they'd like to go up. They've been down here for quite a while, and they get a little antsy. Can they go up yet?
Well, we've still got the Chinese outside. Going to be exploding things soon, so I don't know how safe it's going to be.
Did the miners already leave?
They already left, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't much care.
All right, we're up on the second floor, so we'll stay up there for now. If they want to come up and have a look around, I can't really stop them. It's their house. We just get there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, they do so. They'll basically come up to the second level where the kitchen area is.
Well, that's the first level.
Well, yeah.
Ground floor.
Yeah, ground floor. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
They'll discover pretty quickly that they definitely have an aversion to light. As long as they stay in a shaded area, that's okay, but direct sunlight seems to cause them a great deal of discomfort.
Right.
So sad.
Sorry about that. We can't.
Being kept in the dark too long.
Yeah. Maybe over time you'll be able to reacclimatize, but unfortunately at the moment it's... Yeah. You can go tonight, when the other things are.
Can you put like a sheet or blanket over them so the sun doesn't hit them?
SPF 1000, yeah.
Let's push the lotion on its skin. a thick enough blanket, and it seems to work.
That's not quite the point, though.
Yeah, and they can't really see when you cover up all their sensory apparatus.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so the plan, it sounds like, is you're going to wait till they come within range, and then you're going to use a slingshot to hurl a flaming bottle of liquor onto one of the TNT drums.
And yes. Then pick off people that run away.
Okay, okay. Well, I guess you're doing this, Chris. So what is your character's strength?
My strength is a D8.
So, okay. So you'll be 8, 16, 32 is your ranges. So 64 yards is going to be the extreme range. How close do you want them to get?
What's Sharon's range?
Well, rifle range.
With double-barreled, it's 12, 24, 48.
You're not using your rifle.
No, I'm just thinking that, you know, when I throw the fire out and it starts...
Not you, Sharon.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking that I'll do more damage with shotgun than I will with the rifle.
Damage falls off as it goes further away.
I understand that.
Okay.
Always start with your rifle and then pick up the shotgun when they're closer.
Yeah, that is true. Basically, the shotgun medium range is 24, with the rifle medium range is 48.
Yeah.
So if your range is at 32 and you hit them at your extreme range, then I'm going to use the rifle when they're out there and then switch to the shotgun.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, if this is the plan, here's what we're going to do rulings-wise. Okay, so if you make the hit, you will hit the person. He will catch fire, and then thereafter I'll just make a roll each round to see if it ignites the cord. If you hit with a raise, you will hit right on the barrel, and it will light. Okay?
Okay, can we get two bottles ready so I can do one and then right after?
Yeah.
We'll get a few ready if you want to do that.
Yeah, and I want one extra, so I'll take a swig in between shots.
Lucky for you, you found that rod gut.
Oh, yeah. Got to steady the nerves.
We can't use a good wine, because that's good wine. But...
Well, and it wouldn't ignite either. That's not a high enough alcohol content. All right. So, okay. Do you have any other plans then? Or going to go with where are you going to? When are you going to start hurling the bottles at your long range or your medium range or your short range?
Medium.
Medium range. Okay. So at about 16, so 32 yards out.
How big an explosion do I think that will be versus where we are?
If that whole thing is filled with gunpowder, actually, let me check something here real quick.
Because I did get it with the raise.
Look up what dynamite does real quick.
2D sticks for one stick of dynamite. 2D6 for one stick of dynamite.
Yeah, but then it's augmented for each.
Yeah, 2 sticks is 3D6.
Okay.
For some reason, I have dynamite loaded on my character sheet. I don't know why.
You've got dynamite.
I'm going to say each barrel then is about 10d6. And let's see, what is the range on an exploding stick of dynamite?
Oh no, that's throwing range.
It's a large burst template, so each of them will set off the others.
Yeah.
It's got armor piercing 4 and it counts as a heavy weapon, and that's just if it's 8 sticks. 8 sticks is 5d6.
Right. But I don't think the explosion radius will be any bigger, right?
No, but it'll set off other ones, creating another second large burst template
if they
go off.
If they all go off right next to each other. Okay,
yep.
Fair enough. We'll do that. Large burst template. Let me just kind of set up a little map here real quick.
Well, I have got the quick funeral card if we need to bring someone back.
I'm very tempted to play the not reinforcement. The reinforcement. No, not reinforcement.
You are tempted to play the reinforcement.
No, I'm tempted to play play this card at the beginning of the combat. One foe you are facing, GM styles, has its size and strength increased by 2 steps. So that the ogre is bigger. Or possibly there's a giant guy in the middle of there who die very quick. Because we all get an extra card and we can all play an extra card. It might be a lot of fun. We get a lot of good cards out there. I am not tempted to play the reinforcements card right now. Perhaps I'll play it at a later fight that we come across. Like when the Whateleys attack me. Perhaps then I'll play it.
Is there any way to set the scale for... I think there is. I'll have to look into that sometime. Alright, and... Where is the template? I keep losing this.
Right click on it.
Pointers, right, there it is.
Right click under borders. Pointers.
And how large is a large burst template?
It's a large burst. You can...
How many yards is it? Because I gotta scale it to the map.
Oh, so the map isn't... It's as big as it is in real life. I've got no idea. I mean, it's... Yeah,
look it up real quick.
I mean, it's designed for miniatures rather than a scaling map. Not that one.
No, that's all right. So we'll do it this way. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. Six. Okay, that works. Because your medium range was 16 anyway. So, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. It's right there.
Large burst templates are 6 inches in diameter.
Yep. Okay, so here's the guys coming in. And this is right at... Now, how do I get rid of this?
I don't know.
So, okay, there you go. You guys on the... actually, Chris can't see it. So, when the lead person with the dynamite comes in at your medium range, that's when you're going to start chucking it?
Yes.
All right. Okay. And... There's one guy kind of in front of the rest of them, so you're going to be aiming at him. All right, so we're going to make a shooting roll. You're going to get aiming, but you are at a -2 for medium range.
So negative overall, so neutral overall.
Well, I have the marksman, which is an aim maneuver.
Which just means that aim. Okay, yeah. So, it doesn't take the round.
Okay, so it is a shooting roll.
It's a D10.
All right, and here we go. Well, you hit, but you did not make a raise. So are you happy with that, or do you want to reroll it?
If I chip it and roll lower, do I have to keep that?
Keep the best roll.
Did I want to chip that sucker?
You do want to chip it.
Do you have how many chips has he got?
He has 2 chips left. They're both whites.
Mm-hmm. He's only spent one. He didn't get one for the... recap at the beginning.
I'll give him another one. He might get a better one.
So yeah, let's see. Yeah, increase.
Yeah.
Blue! Hey, there you go.
A blue is an add a d6 if you want to spend it, or a white to just reroll if you think you've got a better chance doing that way.
Up to you. You got a 5 now. You get, with a blue chip, you can add a d6 to that 5.
Yeah.
But you need an 8. To get it with a raise. So, you know.
You might be better off rerolling.
Yeah, let me reroll it.
All right. Spend a white chip. And I'll give you a reroll on the shooting roll. Your new shooting roll. Oh, yeah. Good choice.
Oh. Ow. Oh.
17. Okay, so that is right on target. No issue there. That is completely on target. You hit the barrel. The guy at first isn't sure what happens. He freaks out. He notices that it's on fire, and that'll explode. All right, let's see here. I think this is probably going to kill everything except for maybe not the ogre.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's why we have Sharon in the shotgun.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me just make some rolls here.
Roll high, Bert. Roll high. All
right. And what did I say was going to do the explosion at? 10d6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10d6. Yeah. And yeah, they were pretty in pretty tight formation, so this is going to catch everybody.
If we headshot first, it would have scattered them, wouldn't it?
Actually, I don't really even have to, because on a minimum, that's 10 points of damage.
True.
So.
On average, the average roll on that is going to be that plus raising and.
Well, I'm just saying that that's going to just outright kill the maze rats, because you know, they're going to take that damage right off the bat. So.
An average roll is 35. Is 35 plus any chance of raising.
Right, so that's eight maze rats die right away. The martial artists are a little bit more. Let's see. They have a toughness of 5. So, yeah.
Well, that's going to kill them.
Still enough. That'll kill all of them. A couple of
martial artists. Right, they're all in the area, and he goes off immediately. Wow. This is...
Roll a 17, okay. It happens.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
All right, so I do need to roll for the superior martial artists.
Okay.
So, no, they won't be able to activate anything. This is by surprise. Oh, they're dead.
Should have played the reinforcements card after all. Because more people did it once.
Let's see.
Wow,
might actually live through it. Let's see.
This is not as impressive as a mass genocide of this of the ship, but it's pretty good.
So I'm going to roll 10d6 for the ogre here. 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oops. There we go.
Plus, ooh, two raises.
Yep. So
33. So, as I admit, without the 2d6s, I rolled a 6.
And then 2d6s. The next one's 2.
25.
6. Raise.
21. Explode. 46.
46. Okay. Toughness is 11.
I think so that's probably
35.
And let's see, even if I blew all of his chips, I mean, he does have a high...
I think he's crispy.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that might as well. I'm
up to you, Bert. Up to you. Probably up to you. If you want to give him a chance.
I eat. Yeah, I'm going to
give him a chance. I want to shoot at him.
Nine.
He's a wild card, so...
Yeah, we have seen some impressive vigor rolls.
Hell, from this guy here.
Oh, that's not going to do it. I will spend one more chip.
Okay.
And then we'll call it that. Nope. That's not going to do it. The best roll was a 10. Explode. Yep, so it's not enough. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a large crater over there. The explosions are cause enough destruction that you can feel the foundations of the building rock a little bit.
We better check that tunnel. We should probably go check the tunnel.
Yeah.
So if it's collapsed and sealed the wetlands into it.
Yep. There's like just a huge crater in the ground there now. But you know, you see that large template there. So I only put 2 on the board, but so there's going to be 4 of them overlapping. So yeah, there you just
see. Well, there's a tunnel down there, then come up this way now.
While they do what they're doing, I'm going to keep a lookout and make sure there's nothing coming up behind them.
Okay, very good. Who's going down to check on the top?
Me.
Okay.
I am, at least. I don't know if anyone else is coming.
So you are not surprised by the gelatinous things, which are also going back downstairs to make sure that their family isn't sealed in again. It seems to be everything held up well. So let's use timbers to reinforce everything. Yep. So
they did a good job. They know what they're doing.
They did a good job.
Yep. Right people for the right job.
And it's going to be raining bits of people and ogre for a bit everywhere. Now, if that doesn't bring the animals out on a feeding frenzy, nothing will. Bite-sized chunks.
Yeah. Well, what next?
Now, that was a very large, horrendous explosion. So, I mean, you're pretty sure that, you know, on the other side of the island, that will have been noted.
Well, they were going to use it on the house, so they are expecting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's get the heck out of here.
Do we need to stay for any reason? I do not think so.
I do not think so either. I think we should probably get the heck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Luke, you have some information I don't believe you shared that may make the difference of anything. The tunneling, and that it might do something to the sigil.
Yeah, they're trying to excavate into the underground lake with the glyphs, and if they get hold of that glyph, I don't know not necessarily what's going to happen.
Hmm. Yeah, but they really don't know that the glyph is there.
Why do you assume it wouldn't do anything?
Why would you assume it would do nothing?
Because they have existed for who knows how long, and nothing has happened to them so far. When other people have been down there.
They could try to activate the glyph for them.
Well, good for them. They can't do that.
Actually, more to the point, Luke was thinking that their excavation could destroy the glyph. They're dynamiting the walls and making tunnels.
I do not know that that will do anything, but if you are worried about that, you are... Are you making us... You wish us to venture down into the caves to deal with this?
Well, we can't get to where they are at the moment. We'd have to go in from the other side, as it were. I.e. through King's camp. Through what's-his-name's camp.
So you want us to... It is King. You are correct.
Chang Su's camp.
You want us to fight through however many people they have there, rather than...
We'll see that we break out through ourselves.
Can we wait for them to break through? Can we not?
If it doesn't cause the place to collapse in the meantime. But perhaps we can go and recce their place and see what is up. I mean, we do have some information from what the other Chinese told us.
Yes. An ironclad, 30 men. Lots going on.
If we could blow up that ironclad, that I think would put pay to their desires here. Because that's their reinforcement ship. That's where they've got all their guards.
Yeah, but how would we take care of the ironclad?
We've done it before.
Yes.
There's ghost rock in these there tunnels.
Well, how can they be blasting through the walls with there being ghost rock? Wouldn't they ignite the ghost rock?
Do not know that they are blasting through the walls.
They're doing something through the walls.
It could be tunneling. But yes, if they were going to... I leave it up to you. I do not particularly wish to go into the tunnels, but if that is the way you suggest, that is what it's like. I do not particularly wish to go up against 30-odd men in a camp either. But if that is what
we just killed half of them.
No, we killed some of people. I mean, there is an ironclad, and these people said there were... I mean, if we were to do that, then there are hardly enough to do any digging. Because you just killed 15 or so, and there were 8 or more already captured. So that would be almost all of their forces, and I do not believe that. That is just not a good thing for them to have done, to send out almost all the remaining forces to deal with one man.
The only other thing I can think of, well, not the only other, but a... Who's echoing?
You. And I'm anybody who talks. Yes, I know. That is who is echoing.
Was causing the echo.
Who's not wearing a headset?
It does not matter.
Anyone?
It does not
matter. I have a headset.
You have a headset.
So, yes. Okay, well, the other thing we can do is we'll go in. Oh, you stay out here. Fine. I'm not. Go in, punch through from the other side, and lead the Whateleys on a charge against the Chinamen in the tunnels. They want to let loose some aggression. We give them a vent.
How are you going to get through the walls?
We've got our own explosives and picks and stuff. And they may have techniques themselves. We just need to guide them. Because they're waiting for a chance to take out the Chinamen, because they really don't like them.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fine by me. Let's help them out.
Yeah.
If the Whateleys could have got out, they would have got out long ago. I do not believe they can borrow.
Well, the pool down there was salt water, so that's from the ocean. But do they go?
Yes.
Do they go in the water? Yeah, I know that, but this is Deadlands. Anything's possible.
Yeah, we're going to outline this plan to the two chaps we have up here, Bob and Chris, whatever their names are. Slug one and slug two.
Right, right. Yeah, they can't enter the water. It burns them.
Yeah.
Pussies.
So they're coming through from the other side of that lake.
What time of day is it, and how close do the miners seem to be to the cavern?
It's not quite midday. And you don't know. You have no idea.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah. I mean, in Luke's estimation, from what mining experience he has, they're close, but not immediately going to be breaking down a wall. Within the next few hours or anything.
Well, we can wait till dusk or night, let them come up, and tell them where to go, and let them have a ball.
Certainly an option. I don't know. The question is, would they get through in time in the afternoon? If we can go and run some delaying tactics on them, then that gives that plan more of a chance of happening.
Yeah, we could give it a shot. What type of delay tactics are you thinking of?
Depends what they've got available. That we get, we don't actually have any explosives ourselves. But they've obviously got some, so if we set them off over there, it'll be a bit of a delay.
Well, we have the caretaker's stash. We could go through that and see what's there.
Actually, have they been using the road?
What road?
Well, the path, basically a common way to walk, or are they just...
Yeah, they keep coming from the same direction, and since there's very little wooded area there, it's somewhat of a path. So yes, they keep coming the same way.
So what if we put caltrops on the path and rig them to explosives off the path, so that if they deviated from a designated route, it caused an explosion?
That will just be for those who come over here. We're trying to more stop the mining at their camp from the camp.
Yeah.
Campsite. I think we should go and Ricky there and see what we see, and we may be able to take advantage of what we find.
We could always spike their equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Bring some of the little Molotov cocktails we have and find their little powder hut.
Yep.
Bottom line is, you can't dig if your equipment is all fused into one big mass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I say we go Ricky. Let's go Ricky.
Sounds good to me. Sounds like a plan.
Does sound like a plan.
Fire and loud noises are always good.
Yong, are you coming with?
Yes. Bright lights work as I too. Said, I will follow you.
All right. Okay. What preparations, if any, are you going to make? What are you bringing with you? Are you doing anything special?
I assume caretaker's not coming.
No, he'd rather not, but
yep.
If you can give him a plausible reason why he should.
I can't think of a reason why he should, to be honest, right this minute.
No, but a weird question is, does caretaker have sugar that we could borrow?
Oh, yeah. He's got sacks of it.
Yeah, a couple of sacks of sugar would be actually something useful.
What's your idea with the sugar?
Have you ever set sugar on fire? It turns into this sticky, sticky mass that is a pain in the butt to get off of anything.
On Steam Age technology, you put that in a steam boiler.
Okay. Didn't think of that.
Just thinking, should get Dragon to stay here with the caretaker. How did Dragon react to the slug creatures?
You hadn't mentioned the dragon's been with you, so I assumed he hasn't met them yet. The rest of the party hasn't met them yet.
If they really want to meet them, no. make sure we have weapons with us. Well, you definitely do not want to meet them, Young. They will probably, yeah.
Yeah, Young, you should stay away from them.
I have not met such intolerance in a long while.
Other than sort of normal weapons and rations for a trip over there, I can't really think of anything too amazing.
Couple bags of sugar.
Yeah.
He's got a wheelbarrow. You can pile some stuff in a wheelbarrow if you want.
Yeah. Some more Molotov cocktails, as Eddie said.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say you currently have... Here, I'll give you a... You've only got 3 bottles of rot gut that's of appropriate octane to actually use as Molotov cocktails.
Okay, fine.
Just remember that if you load a Molotov cocktail with sugar, you end up with something sort of like Molotov napalm.
Oh, I got to try
I didn't
that.
Get any of that.
Sugar in the Molotov cocktails creates napalm, is what she was saying.
Is my connection breaking up?
Yes.
Can you still hear us?
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
But if you are not hearing us...
I'm getting really bad distortions.
Well then, the person who started to lead us on this plan now cannot hear anything we say, isn't this?
He is going to reset his headset, hopefully.
Given that this is almost 2 hours, would this be a good break as well?
Yeah, and rejoin.
Yeah, we'll take a 5. So go ahead and figure it out, Jameis.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamstealmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.